Hey, honey, want to try something different this weekend?
Ooh, what do you have in mind?
Have you ever role played before?
You mean like whips and all that other scary stuff?
Oh, no. I'm talking about rolling some dice and playing some Dungeons & Dragons. Or even trying something like a cool new board game or a collectible card game like Magic the Gathering.
Oh, that sounds way better than the other thing.
NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
So I can be the elf this time, right?
Oh, honey.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games, today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek. An unlikely group of nerdy adventurers, armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts, come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible. Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Hey there, geeks, geekettes, and cousinettes. Welcome to These Warriors Are Terrible. Tonight, we actually have an amazing game for you guys to play. This is something that a lot of us hadn't heard of until about a month ago. We're going to be playing Paranoia XP, but before we get into that, I want to be able to introduce myself. I am Steve Snowball Sailor, and I am joined with the people that I love playing with the most, one of which being my cohort, my partner in crime, the dynamic, the second of my dynamic duo.
That's right. I'm the fat guy, otherwise known as Mike the Birdman Dodd. And today's show is brought to you by NobleKnight.com, where Out of Print is available again, and our good friends over at OffWorldDesigns.com, where you use promo code BROHOOF to get 10% off your entire order. Believe me, I have nothing but t-shirt drawers full of this stuff, so it don't suck.
Mike is a sales whore.
Shut up. That's what I went to school for.
All right, and we also have joining us today in this Paranoia XP, we have to my left...
The other guy is wearing flannel.
Yeah.
That's so adorable.
Right? Aww, we match. Awesome. It's horrible. Yeah. This is Julian doubting the computer is treason Spillane.
Whoa, you're gonna get onto that right away, huh?
Someone's starting for off.
Jeez, okay. Yes, and then also to his left we have
Erica Sailor Senshi Sabo here.
Yay!
And to your left.
Cassie Casabella Choo Choo.
And
Yay.
And last but not least, our GM for this evening is...
Oh, hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
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 Hi, it's me.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Justin
hi,
Eacock.
Oh.
How's it going?
Hello. Okay, good.
This now is going to be so great. I'm really looking for a nice, comfortable, easygoing, loving atmosphere for the next 4 hours. It's going to be really... It's just going to be a treat.
Yeah. Yay. That sounds like commie talk.
Well, this will be actually our first, our first official time that we've had you as GM.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, first time.
Because we haven't had them released yet, but he also ran our Dungeon Delves, which are emergency sessions for These Words Are Terrible.
Basically, if shit goes wrong, we need content.
Exactly. So, which we recorded months ago.
And I've been saying since Shadowrun how great this is, one of my favorite games, and I really wanted to share this one with you.
Yeah.
It's twisted, it's full of deadpan humor.
Exactly.
You get to die a lot. It's amazing.
Yeah, because we haven't had any deaths at all in our sessions, which is going to be amazing.
Well, you should have died in Shadowrun by all rights.
I probably should have, but you decided to graciously let me stay alive.
Well, it was only an hour or two. So I killed you.
So now before I pass it over to Justin to allow the friend computer to take over our lives, graciously, mind you. There's going to be an amount of note passing with Paranoia XP. So there's, at least in regards to note passing to our GM and to the receiving messages from the friend computer. Now, obviously, audio-wise, that would kind of suck because everything is all visual. But we're going to have our cell phones, of course, and we're going to be using our special, unique sounds for whenever we receive a text message, so that you as a listener and also us here playing the game, that's one of them, will also be able to know exactly who is receiving a message. So I'm going to, Mike, why don't you show what your text tone is going to be?
This is my text tone.
You have a text.
Oh, that's not going to get annoying at all.
Ass wipe, fuck shit, fucker, dick, dick face, man, fucker.
And after 4 hours, I'm going to want to murder you.
Yeah, so that is obvious. That so fits your personality.
All right. What else could it possibly be?
Exactly. So mine...
Mike will be messaging me, and he will not be getting any messages back.
Yeah, there's that, too. So mine will be this, if I can be able to play it.
Nice.
Of course, yeah. I have to go for that. All right, and then Julian, yours will be... And then Cass, or yeah, Erica, sorry, you. What is yours?
Mine is going to suck compared to all yours.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
So I'm just going to, my Nokia message.
Okay.
Ding, ding.
That worked. Okay, okay, that works. And then Cassie, what is yours?
Riding our cars.
That's perfect.
That's all amazing. Right.
So whenever you hear those text
perversity
messages.
Perversity point to Cassie. Oh, do we have perversity point tokens? Have we figured that one out yet?
I have them here sitting in front of me. There's not a lot of them, but.
Okay, I'm going to bring in a whole bunch of tiny little D6s.
Okay.
Which we're also going to count as.
I have a bunch of D6s
great.
Too.
We'll use the D6s as perversity points as well.
Okay.
And your black perversity, your black tokens, Steve, will count as.
Negatives?
No, they'll count as five.
Okay.
And then the die will count as one.
And I will, because I am your equipment manager for this evening, we'll get into that in a second, but I will be dispensing the perversity points.
And that's the only last thing you need to know as a listener, too, is that perversity points, unlike other role-playing games that have modifiers attached to all of their statistics, there are no modifiers in Paranoia. So all the modifiers in the game are done through perversity points, which are awarded when you entertain me or do something that entertains me, mostly just when I like it. And so that riding on cars got Cassie one perversity point right off the gate. That's amazing. So when she makes a die roll during the game, she can choose to add a perversity point to make her die roll more likely to succeed. Or she may want to play that perversity point against someone else's die roll to help them out, or more likely to make sure that they fail their roll horribly in a most disastrous fashion.
There is that. All right, so I guess that's pretty much it from me. Illustrious GM, would you like to take over?
Great. So Paranoia takes place deep within Alpha Complex. The year is 214 of the Friend Computer, and computer runs every aspect of your life. Since you started and you were born in a decanter cloning tube, and you were raised in the creches as a junior citizen until you were 14 years old, at which point you were assigned to the service firm that you now find yourself employed at, which we talked about ahead of the game. I had a bit of a briefing with all the players that they knew where they came from. It might come up, might not. So, at your service firm, you were what was called Clearance Infrared. Alpha Complex is full of colors, and that's how all the clearances are done. You begin at infrared, and you wear black clothing, and then you work your way up through the Roy B. Jiv color spectrum. Red, orange, yellow, green, indigo, or green, blue, indigo, and violet. And so, as an infrared, you one day turned in one of your workers as a traitor, and you were rewarded by the friendly computer as a troubleshooter. You have been promoted to red clearance. For the first time in your life, you're not drugged up every single day. You've been given 1,000 credits a month as a salary. You're not living in the communal barracks. You're now get your own apartment where you get to share it with 6 people. You've never had this much privacy in your entire life. And on the first day of your promotion, you were even given real food. An actual apple, red delicious. So some time has passed. You haven't been given a troubleshooting mission at that point. And then one day, while you're standing in line with your other infrared employees at the service firm that you've worked at for so many years, few of them eyeing you enviously, you in the DMM sector, you're sitting at the same processing line you've always worked at, and alongside the infrareds, let me see. I'm trying to remember where I am now. Oh my God, I'm so tired. You wonder how long it'll be before your friend the computer asks you heroically to serve it and all of Alpha Complex. Troubleshooters are heroes among Alpha Complex. They root out traitors and they shoot it. That's a troubleshooter. Suddenly, the red clearance supervisor on your shift appears, waving a small printout at you. Well, looks like our high and mighty troubleshooter has to go have a mission, he says to all the other infrareds that are standing in the line. Don't worry. I'm sure the rest of us will enjoy making up the difference in today's quota. He hands you Your very first printout, your hands tremble as you see the red border around it. This is it, troubleshooter. Your very first assignment. And I'm actually going to bring that in here for you, and you can have a read.
Oh, wow. Ooh. All right.
There you go, team leader. You can pass this one around.
Make sure you wash your hands before you pass that to me.
Should we, illustrious game master, should we introduce our characters?
I'll introduce
first?
The characters as you're reading your assignment.
Fantastic.
So, at the head of, before we started recording, everyone was given a survey to fill out. The survey helped find their aptitude. It was mostly bullshit. And at the end of the day, they were all found to be given different roles in the group that they will be performing in the troubleshooting team. Steve, the snowball sailor, is the equipment guy. His job is to make sure that all the equipment in the team is up to snuff, highly maintained. He can at any time inspect equipment to make sure that it's working properly and bang it back into place if it's not. Cassie is the happiness officer. Yay! Happiness is mandatory in Alpha Complex. A sad troubleshooter is a bad troubleshooter. So the Cassie, I was about to say Cassie bot, but that's a completely different place altogether. Cassie, as the happiness officer, is here to make sure that everyone's having a good time, telling jokes, singing along, and making sure that everyone is hepped up on all the happy pills that they can take. Steve is the hygiene officer because a clean team... Mike is the hygiene officer. A clean team is a mean team. His job is to make sure that everyone is clean, up to code, that their reflect red armor is
shiny
and well-pressed, and that their shoelaces are tied.
And clean underwear.
Clean underwear and clean grammar, too. I mean, all aspects of hygiene are involved here. Julian is the loyalty officer to make sure to root out all the commie spies that are no doubt have already infiltrated this group. Everyone has a secret, and the loyalty officer is going to find it, write it down, and accuse them at the end of the mission. And then, of course, finally, we have Erica, the team leader, the mortar that holds this group together, the one the computer trusts the most to make sure that all their orders are followed to the letter and that the mission ends as a success. So, you have been given your mission. Congratulations, troubleshooter. You have been ordered to transbot two-way platform.
Well, if we're about to go on a mission...
smile.
If we're about to go on a mission, surprise inspection. Everybody hand me your bags, and we got to make sure that your equipment is up to snuff.
Well, you're still open the line. Okay, great.
Yeah? All right. Everyone give me your bags.
The other infrareds are still standing in line. The shifts...
I'm going to say, you better put some hand sanitizer on there, buddy, for you to touch my stuff.
Okay.
Clean.
Yes.
By the way, should we mention what our secret tick is yet to you?
The secret ticks are not secret.
Oh, okay.
The ticks are by their definition not secret. They're something that you are just going to play into your character as the game continues. You'll let me know what you're up to.
All right. My other tick you should know about is my guy always has to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know, I always had a pee.
Very small bladder.
Yeah, so basically, think of it the first time we went to PAX, and I kept having
I'm actually not going to allow that, because what that allows you to do is get away from the group. And
it
can very drastically change how the game is played. Ticks cannot give a benefit to your character during the game. They're something that is just used for roleplay purposes.
Whoever thought a bathroom thing would... All right.
In a game like this, sometimes you need to get away and do something in private. Like, I don't know, meet up with your traitorous commie secret group that you're no doubt already a part of.
All right, then.
A sound comes over the speaker. Citizen Peter R. It's the voice of the computer. Has Citizen Peter R. departed for his transbot pickup? The supervisor responds, "No, friend computer, he's still here. Apparently, he's a Gunther? Is that the equipment officer, Steve?"
No, Dexter.
Dexter. Dexter has got the whole group in the middle of an inspection. Is a designated transbot... The computer asks Dexter why the group has not headed to the transbot and points out that there is a 5-hour and 12-minute time limit on your mission.
It will only take just a moment, friend computer, to be able to make sure our equipment is ready for the mission.
Equipment has not yet been handed out for the requisition of your briefing. Please continue to transbot B122FFC2 immediately, Dexter. Thank you for your cooperation.
Yes, friend computer.
You know, I'm not sure I like the fact that you want to see our stuff before we got our gear first. Sounds kind of traitorous to me.
Hey, I just want to make sure that your equipment is up to snuff.
Really? Is that right?
Yes.
May I remind everyone within this team and group that baseless accusations, or make sure that your accusations of treason have some form of merit to them, for baseless accusations are themselves a form of treason.
Well, like I said, he wants to see our stuff before we've even been issued it, which means if someone wanted to put something in our gear, we would never know. Under the guise of being clean.
As you guys collect all your bags, there are two sleepy pills lying on the ground underneath where the bags were just sitting.
Okay, I will pick up the sleepy pills and put it into my bag.
Okay, so again, you've got a time limit. Everyone's waiting.
All right.
Rock and roll.
Okay, so you've all made your introductions. Are you going to head to the transbot location? Transbots are like transport vehicles that are sometimes used by troubleshooters to move their way around Alpha Complex in a speedy way. So there's been one that has been reserved just for you to head immediately to your briefing location.
Oh, lovely. Okay, let's go for it. Let's go to the...
Gonna wipe down the door with a little cloth and walk inside.
Mm-hmm. No one actually read the mission alert out loud for the listeners at home. Oh, congratulations, troubleshooter. Your friend the computer has chosen you for an important and fun assignment, carefully matched to your recorded level of mission experience. You are to report immediately to Transbot Subway or Tubeway Platform A8C760FF for Transport 2 Briefing Room Carrier Interrupt Please Wait, followed by Escort to Standard PLC Outing. If there are no optional service, or if there are optional service firms available after outfitting, you may be required to volunteer for additional duties at Carrier Interrupt. Please wait. End time to complete a mission in this variety is 5 hours, 12 minutes from time of mission alert delivery. Upon completing your mission in the standard time, report to TransTube Subway Platform B122FFC2 for transport to debriefing, where you will provide a quantitative assessment of your mission success. This is a paid advertisement of Chocolate Light Vita Yum. Meal substitute bars now 47% more popular in DMM sector and growing all the time.
Yes.
And how?
Yes.
So there might have been some kind of carrier interrupt, please wait, happening in there, but you certainly know where you're supposed to go and how long you have.
Yeah, so let's...
Not waste any time.
Yeah, okay. Let's keep going.
So as you head down and you're introducing yourself and the conversation dies, you hear an approaching transbot show up in the tubeway station. A shiny new vehicle glides smoothly to a halt at your stop. With a faint hum and a swish, the glossy red doors open.
Let's go for it. Let's step inside.
So as the team leader takes the lead and heads in, she takes her first step towards the raiding transbat, and you hear a terrible shriek of metal, followed by a squeal of overtaxed brakes. Seconds later, a second transbot slams into the rear of the first one, knocking it end over end, throwing shards of glass and bits of metal everywhere. The first transbot tumbles to a halt, twisted and burning, a few dozen meters away. The second transbot is now standing more or less at the platform where you are. Though dented and missing its windows, it appears to still be functioning. In fact, with a loud ratchet and clank and grungy red doors grind open disconcertingly. And, Erica just narrowly misses being completely obliterated by the crashing transbot, but still takes a little bit of damage and you're going to be stunned.
Yay.
Which just means that for now you can't take any violent actions while everyone else is heading into the transbot. If you're heading into this transbot,
I kind of want to go examine the wreckage, see what might have caused this.
A number of PLC security firms are heading over and are already cleaning up. There's bodies lying all over the TransTube station. A few people were killed in the process. Fuel is leaking and a fire is burning up.
All right.
Are there equipment's maintenance officers already on site?
Yeah, they're already burning. They're already throwing on all of the fire suppression that they have. A few jackalbots are there pulling wreckage apart, lifting the bodies out, getting ID tags to head them over to the cloning facilities where if someone is revived in a couple of years, they will wanting their personal belongings returned to them.
Okay. I also recognize some of the jackalbots as former friends of mine. So, yeah. They seem to be have everything well in hand. Then I don't need to necessarily fix anything. So I'm happy.
Where is Ginger right now?
Where am I?
Ginger is standing at the platform where she was just stepping with her foot, just about to step down on the old transbot.
Okay, so she hadn't made it into the transbot.
No,
okay.
No. She hadn't gotten in first. She was just heading towards it. Right. So, Ginger, you're standing there on the platform, and your PDC, personal, basically a cell phone on your pocket, mm-hmm. starts to ring, and it says on the computer.
Okay.
It continues to ring.
Oh.
Pause.
No, you can...
Your phone is ringing, Ginger.
Oh, not your actual phone.
Nah,
your phone is ringing, Ginger. It's the computer calling.
Hello?
Team leader, have you reported to your briefing yet?
No.
Team leader, what is the delay? Has the transbot arrived?
Yes.
Please board the transbot and head to your briefing immediately.
Okay.
But we can't.
Transbot kind of blew up.
Yeah. But there's a, work, there's a working transbot.
Bad things just happened. And
please confirm that you are entering the transbot and heading to your briefing.
Alrighty.
The transbot's been destroyed.
We'll do that. A transbot.
There's another transbot.
Yeah, there is another, one.
Oh, okay.
There is right. another one. Okay, we will.
It's just not as nice as the other ones.
It's not as clean.
Is there no transbot waiting for you currently at the platform?
Not a clean one.
They're all dirty.
I'm sure the loyal citizens will be able to understand. Please take the nearest available transbot immediately to your briefing.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, well, I'm going to board the transbot. Are you?
Yeah.
I am also going to board the transbot.
I will also board.
As will I.
Okay, so you head into the transbot. The interiors look like any bus or subway car. Seats, handrails, loyalty posters, more seats, and that's about it. You're alone in this transbot. A minute or two into its journey, the transbot enters a dark tunnel. A few hundred yards into that tunnel, the vehicle grinds to a halt. The lights go out, and a recorded voice says, "Pay attention, passengers. The computer's loyal servants and central processing have introduced scheduled adjustments to improve efficiency. To this end, this vehicle will pause for 2 minutes before resuming its journey. To conserve energy, the lights will now be dimmed. Do not be alarmed. The lights will be turned on again when the journey resumes." You are now standing all in pitch darkness.
How much time has passed since we started the mission?
Exactly how much time has passed.
You can't tell. The lights are out. Your PDC clocks are not illuminated.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
Okay, I'm kind of freaking out because I want to know exactly how much time has passed. I need to know everything. Exact counts of things. I don't like this.
So wait, our PDCs are not working, you said?
Your PDCs are working, but they don't light up.
Oh.
They're just like,
think like 1990 Palm Pilots with those little liquid LED screens.
Right.
Fucking Game Boys.
Okay.
So this is usually a good time in the pitch darkness. If there's anything you'd like to do that you wouldn't like anyone else to know, where in paranoia, you may send notes to the Game Master and start doing around, but keeping in mind that you only have a minute and a half left.
You know what? I just realized I don't have certain people's numbers around this table.
Well, you cannot keep any secrets from the Game Master, yeah. So message me and I'll message them.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we're all sending text messages to people.
Yep.
The PLC voice on the loudspeaker comes on. The lights will be resuming shortly. Sorry for the inconvenience. Thank you for your understanding. I'll let everyone finish whatever notes they're passing now. As soon as they're sent, the lights will be turning back on. For the confused people, of course, if there's anything that you're unsure about and you want to have a more private conversation, you can always come into this room and have a private conversation with me. We can chat. No one else in the room will be able to hear.
I'm going to just try in the darkness. Just try and observe if I can see or hear anything. Just be very acutely aware to the extent of my senses can let me.
Okay.
Just... Yeah. FYI.
I'm tinkering with my my PDC just to see if there's ways to be able to modify it or to be able to improve its efficiency.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
You have
a
text. The lights flicker back on and the trans tube continues on its way. Everyone seems to still be alive, which is a little bit of a disappointment for me. Mm-hmm. The trans tube continues down the tunnel for a few more minutes and then comes to a retching halt at the next subway station or tube-way station. You find yourself in SPD sector as the doors open. You're standing in another station, similar to what you are, a little bit more grungy. It's kind of falling a little darker. The lights are dimmer. They seem to be on energy-saving mode. The walls are a little bit more rusty. Seems PLC hasn't been able to send in any other cleaning bots lately. And at the end of the room that you're currently standing in at the station are three doors. A red door labeled SPD30C125, a yellow door labeled SPD15C120, and a blue door labeled SPD75C80.
Is there anything that seems not labeled properly?
Everything seems to be labeled fine. In fact, everything says SPD sector with the appropriate designations above each door.
Okay. Good to know.
Team leader.
Three doors stand before you.
Let's go with number two.
That would be inadvisable.
I would agree. That would be inadvisable.
Is it your intention, team leader, to take us through the non-red door?
No. I'm just fucking with you.
Well, it's good to know that our team leader has a wicked sense of humor.
Great sense of humor.
Mike, I like that. What do you want to do? We'll just go clockwise. We'll let everyone say what they're going to do, and we'll figure this out. Mike, what are you going to do here in this room?
I am going to stand back, hold my action, and just see what everybody else does.
And Steve, you're standing in the trans tube station with these three doors before you. The team leader just started moving towards the yellow door and went, I'm just fucking with you guys. What are you going to do?
I am going to do the same as Mike. I'm going to sort of hold my action and see what everyone else is doing.
You're both just standing by the trans two or the trans bot.
Well, yeah, because I want to go through the red door, but our leader hasn't decided to go through the red door
yet. Someone else can go through it first.
Yeah.
I nominate Julian. Gunther.
Gunther, right?
Yes, Gunther.
Gunther R. What are you doing?
I actually am going to...
Gunther R., by the way, has his loyalty notebook that he's using to keep track of everyone's actions. He's been furiously scribbling into that. That yellow pad I've given him is in-game.
And it is a lockable pad in that while you could read it right here, you can't read it in the context of the actual game.
So I can't take it.
Let me know if it ever needs anything to be fixed. And I will gladly fix it for you.
Okay, so team leader.
Just let everyone know that I think it would be advisable to get to our briefing as soon as possible because the friendly computer appears to be the friend computer. We do not want to keep him waiting.
Okay, team leader, your loyalty officer has given his advice. What are you going to be doing?
Yeah, I guess. Let's go for it. We do have a briefing.
So you're heading towards the red door?
We got places to be.
Yeah, let's do it.
And happiness officer.
Hey there, leader. You seem a little bit tired today. Would you like some of my favorite? Would you like some happy life? Does somebody need a boop?
Yeah, you know, I think I need a boop.
Okay, let's give you a boop. Boop.
Oh, team leader.
That was amazing.
You get hit with the happy life medication delivered by your happiness officer, and just a euphoria crosses across you. Mm. Everything instantly becomes hysterically funny. This is the funniest thing you have ever done all week.
Oh, my God. What did you do to me?
Your team leader is now breaking into laughing fits. You have three closed doors in front of you.
Oh, my God.
And you have 5 hours left before your mission is completed.
You
have not even had your briefing yet.
As she loses her shit.
I can't breathe, guys. I can't breathe. All right.
Another perversity point to Cassie.
All right.
Oh, by the way, Cassie, have you been collecting these dice?
Oh,
you
yeah,
should have two of them now.
Oh. Yeah, 2d6.
Mike, if you can just drop them right there in the center between all the microphones, that way people can reach in and pull them out as they win.
Hooray.
Perfect.
That's a lot of
that's a nice sound.
For a fucking pair.
that's a good sound. Team I like leader? That sound.
Team leader, are you... You all right?
I'm going to push past the team leader and go, fuck this, let's go through the non-red door. I'm annoyingly macho is my tick.
The non-red door?
Why not?
Are you
so
sure?
Hygiene officer barrels towards... Hold on. Silence in the room. The hygiene officer barrels towards the yellow door, reaches out and pulls it open. It is locked. The door doesn't open and continues to shatter.
Ha! Shit! Does it open?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm dead.
No, you haven't done an executable force. There's no treason for... You haven't entered a yellow clearance zone. You've just attempted to enter a yellow clearance zone, and the door is locked.
Have you been taking any of those sleeping pills that you had in your bag, apparently?
I had something before the adventures, or before our briefing began, and I'm not quite myself. Happiness officer, hit me.
Yes, you need a boop?
I need a boop.
You have been booped.
Happy.
Well, I am going to, left impatient with the dawdlings of this group, I'm going to express my intention to open the red door and move towards and proceed towards our briefing.
Take a take a perversity point there, loyalty officer.
Thank you.
You are going to be charged, Mike, with a GG1A. If you can just mark that down on your page, a GG1A.
All right.
We might have to deal with that later.
Cool.
Okay, so As your loyalty officer enters and opens the door, the interior of SPD-30C-125 is not large and perhaps only 4 meters or five by four meters by five. A few low, moderately uncomfortable-looking chairs are set along two of its walls. A large view screen dominates the third wall and is currently off. A small clerk's counter stands against the fourth wall with a red clearance door next to it. So there's two doors in this room, the one that you've entered and a red door across the room. The lighting is very low. You're not sure if the effect is soothingly subdued or unnervingly dim.
Is there nobody else in this room?
No one that you can see.
All right, well, shall we enter?
Wait, sorry, are the lights working?
You can do a stealth. Stealth isn't just for hiding. Stealth is also for seeing. It's your sort of all-around sensory perception roll. If anyone wants to roll that, they can take a sense of the room and find out if there's anything else in there.
Okay, right. So basically, what do we do?
Just roll a d20 and tell me what your result is.
Okay. I rolled a 20.
I rolled a 3.
And what's your stealth ability there, Steve?
That's the bold one?
Yeah, or the bold one.
It is a 8.
And do you have a high alert skill?
No, I don't.
Okay. If anyone has high alert, they can add that to this as well.
I do.
I do, too.
Okay, so you're rolling under that number.
So 20 is bad.
Yeah, 20 is really bad. One is really good. So you want to roll under whatever skill number you have.
I rolled a 3 on my stealth.
Okay.
As did I.
Oh, okay. Nice to know if apparently critical 20 doesn't work in this game.
You hear,
awesome,
not the same.
You hear sobbing coming from under the desk at the back of the room.
Hello?
Who's there? Oh my god. Get away! You mutants! Get away, my mutants!
Hey, what's going on? Are you okay?
Oh my god, you're gonna get me!
We are computer assigned troubleshooters. Please express your concerns.
Troubleshooters! A head pops out. You can see around the collar, an orange collar. He's terrified. His eyes are wide. He's hiding behind the desk wearing an HPD and MC, one of the service firms here in Alpha Complex. HPD and MC is controlled mostly with like the entertainment and mind control that goes on in the complex. One of the news firms, basically. He appears to be in some sort of serious distress. He's weeping quietly. His eyes are red.
I go over and I give him a good pat on the back.
He scrambles back and hides completely under the counter in a fetal position. Please don't eat me!
There, it's okay.
Give him a pill.
I am the happiness officer. I can help you.
Oh, they're gonna get me. The mutants are gonna get me!
Which mutants, sir?
The mutants are everywhere! Everyone's a mutant! They're all gonna get me!
It's pill time.
Wait, you might have something.
You see on his name tag, Hans O.
Hans O.
I'm going to say, look, Hans O, come here. How would you like a moist towelette? And let's chill out and let's have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Oh, cleanliness is godliness. Come on, there's no mutants that are clean. Come on, come here.
Do I have something that is something sort of like a low dosage happy that will calm him down enough that he'll be able to tell us what's going on, but he won't go hysterical like our leader did?
You have a few bits of medication that you can use, but I mean, maybe like a sleepy pill? Sleepy time.
Will it knock him right out, though?
It might.
I do believe, I recall Dexter having collected 2 sleepy pills. Perhaps that might be advisable.
Sure. I can be able to hand over the sleepy pill to our happiness officer.
Okay. Let's hope they're actually sleepy pills.
Yeah, I would probably recommend maybe just half of one.
I was thinking just that.
Yeah.
So I break it in half and I offer it to him and tell him that it will calm him down.
He's not responding to it. He's still talking about the mutants and it seems to be making him worse and more agitated every time you talk to him.
What if we combine the sleepy pill with the happy pill? Maybe that can like get a nice balance. It'll calm him down and that might work.
Are you a pharmacist?
No, but I'm just spitballing here.
Okay, I will give that a shot. Let's give that a shot.
Okay.
Give me a little bit of something happy.
And something calming. Yeah, go for it.
I do that.
Or we just knock his ass out, wait till he wakes up.
Well, you could, but...
But he'd still be like that the entire time.
Not necessarily. He might knock out and be like, hey, then we can inject him while he's asleep.
All right, well, this is derailing us from our objective of receiving the actual briefing for this mission, regardless of this individual's state. Mr. Hans, are there any mutants that are currently a present danger to you?
They're gonna eat me! They're gonna eat me! The scrub bots! The scrub bots are gonna eat me!
Scrub bots, eh? Alright, well, this man is obviously insane. And he should be marked for processing and noted, for later. And we should proceed to our briefing.
But we are predetermined to be able to make sure we cut down any
mutant
bastard.
The transbot was taking you directly to your briefing area.
Is this our briefing area?
Yeah, how close are we to the briefing area?
We probably should go to the briefing area, shouldn't we?
But we are we are ordered to be able to report any mutant abilities, anything going on.
Your PDC blinks on the voice of the computer again talking to the team leader audibly. Team leader, please report your location. Have you taken the transbot to the briefing chamber?
We will be there momentarily.
Did you not board the briefing the transbot?
There has been a slight...
Did you not board the transbot?
No.
You did not board the transbot at the transbot station?
We did.
The transbot that was requested specifically for your troubleshooting group was going to drop you off at the doors of your briefing chamber. Have you not arrived at your destination?
We will be there momentarily.
Have you not arrived at your destination?
Can I ask the GM, is this technically our destination?
The transbot was taking you directly to the doors of the briefing room.
But we didn't know which door we were supposed to go in because there was like three of them.
No, we did know what door we were
supposed
to go
in. You are clearance red. You are only cleared into red-colored areas.
Okay. So then technically at this point we are in the briefing room.
You have arrived where the transbot has taken you.
Yes.
Directly to a series of doors, including a red door. Yeah.
So then by our determination, this should be our briefing room. Shouldn't it?
Yes.
So in the briefing room is a briefing officer. And the briefing officer in the briefing room is there to give you your mission as delivered by the computer.
So it's up to you. You can tell the friend computer whatever you like. Team leader.
Okay.
Have you not arrived at your destination?
We are at our destination, actually.
Please receive your mission from your briefing officer. You have 4 hours and 45 minutes to complete your mission.
Okay. Will do, friend computer. We love you.
Thank you, team leader.
No problem.
All right.
The comm channel closes. Huddled in the corner, Hanzo is looking at you, talking to the computer, going, "You gotta help! It's the scrub bots! They're killing everyone!"
So I still suggest maybe mixing a happy pill with a sleepy pill, so you can be able to calm them down.
No, please! Just help me! Gotta stop them!
Listen for a moment. Don't you remember that happiness is mandatory? You need to calm down, or we're going to have to do something about it.
Calm down. Have some dip.
Would you like a hug?
He walls! Feel better? He shouts. He stands up. His eyes are going wild. They're going to come through the walls. I won't let them take me. You can't make me go! And he reaches into his pocket, and he pulls out a grenade. Now, most of you have never actually seen a grenade in your entire life in Alpha Complex, but yet you know, strangely enough, that this one has been triggered.
Okay,
What is going to happen is each of you, starting with Mike, going clockwise, will get one thing that they get to do. You're all standing in a room that is 4 feet by 5 feet. There are two doors. A grenade has been brought out and has been triggered.
What side of the room is he on? Sorry, just a quick question.
You are all standing across from the counter on the opposite side of Hanzo, except for the happiness officer, who is standing directly next to Hanzo since she was trying to administer pills to him.
I'm going to bolt out the door.
Take a perversity point.
All right.
Dexter R., what are you doing?
It's just this grenade. There's no sort of... It's just a regular grenade.
It's a grenade.
Okay.
Things go boom.
Then I also am going to...
Which door?
So wait, the door that we just came in, and there's another door that goes into a different room, correct?
Yes.
And Mike went into the door not outside,
Mike was diving back into the station.
Yep,
back into the station. Then I do the same.
You're following him.
Yes.
We now go to Gunther.
I'm doing the exact same thing.
Back into the station, out
of the closest door. Yeah.
And Ginger R.
Yep, I'm going to stick with everyone else. I'll follow them back into the station.
Team leader. Yeah. Now, happiness officer, you do not have the time to jump over the table and bolt out the door. That'll be two actions. If you wish to get out of the room, you have only one door available to you.
I go through that door. Oh, okay. What color is that door?
It's a red door.
Okay, I go through that door.
grab a perversity point. So you dive through the closed door, and you fly out into an open plaza as Hanzo explodes, gore going everywhere. The whole room is not destroyed, but now completely covered in little bits of Hanzo. Goodbye, Hanzo. The four of you are in the trans station. Your happiness officer never came out. There was an explosion. Smoke fills into the station. Another fire suppressants are going off. Jackalbots are heading towards you. Gore is dripping from the ceiling.
Out of concern for my fellow team member, I'm going to go back into the room to see if the happiness officer is okay.
You go into the room. You see the happiness officer is not in the room. At least there's no way that you can tell, since if the happiness officer was in the room, she would have been splattered all over the walls.
Yeah, but say she's not a part of the room.
I am the room.
Hello?
I'm going to say I'm not going in there until Scrubbobots take care of that, because that's just this is cleanliness. We need to clean it up.
I'm going to keep going past Dexter and go straight through into the other room.
So you see the happiness officer dived onto the ground, was hit by the back of the explosion, was stunned, and is now just getting up. But you're otherwise fine, a little smoky on the back, in a hallway leading down to another set of doors at the end of that hall.
I'm glad you're okay, Hunter.
Hi, Gunther.
I want to, just to make sure that everything is okay, whatever equipment we have.
I hand over my kit to the Dexter for inspection.
Okay.
I think I want to. It's weapon and armor maintenance. This is the only thing we have is weapons, correct? We don't actually have any special equipment.
We haven't gotten our
we haven't
gear
gotten
yet.
Gear yet. Okay, so I just want to weapon and armor maintenance, and I also want to be able to tinker with it to be able to add extra value to this weapon or armor. That is my tick. Is that I always like to be able to call it as it also does. It also does this. So I want to be able to add like little tiny things to be able to improve
the efficiency.
Friendly
computer beeps on the team leader's PDC. Are you going to answer it, team leader?
Yes, I sure will.
Team leader, have you received your briefing from the briefing officer?
The briefing officer's all over
he kind of exploded.
Please proceed to research and design for requisition of equipment for your mission.
Okay, will do.
Thank you, team leader.
Thank you. All right.
All right. So I have fixed everybody's equipment. Everything's okay. Everything's in working order. Justin, do I need to roll anything?
Yeah. So roll for me. Just roll a d20.
Just roll a d20. Okay. I rolled a 16, so that probably wouldn't have worked.
Okay, so that's pretty terrible.
Yes.
Which weapon, by the way?
Gunther's.
So which weapon, Gunther, does he have?
I handed in my laser pistol body with no barrel.
Okay, so congratulations, equipment manager. You have now made the laser body with no barrel inoperable.
Is there anything I can do to fix it? Is there anything I can do to fix it?
You can buy a new one.
I am taking I'm making a very, very, very public note of what was just happened. Tinkering
team leader,
with
your PDC
equipment.
Beats in the computer.
Mm-hmm. Picking it up.
Team leader, have you arrived at research and design to pick up your requisition of equipment for your mission?
We are on our way, actually.
You have 4 hours and 30 minutes, team leader. Please proceed to research and design.
All right.
By the way, I'm going to clean our happiness offer off with my instant Cleano spray so you don't smell like Hanzo now.
Yay,
happiness
you.
Officer, you smell minty fresh.
Yay. Bean is happy.
I'm a full service body
happy.
Outfit. Oh my god, I'm a fucking wash and car wash. Oh my god.
All right, would I know where the R&D facility
you could
is?
Try walking down the hallway out the door at the end of the hallway.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Let's all keep moving.
So and walk in sync.
You head down
slow.
The hallway, and the door leads into a glorious chamber, an enormous open space that stretches upwards so high you're not actually sure you can see the top. You've never been in an area this large before. Catwalks and slidewalks cross back and forth over your heads. Auto cars and transbots zip all around the ground level of the plaza. And at the center of the open space is a beautiful fountain topped with the sculptures of two troubleshooters, bravely standing back to back with their lasers out. Everywhere you look, you see citizens of rank. Red, orange, yellow, green. Is that an indigo talking with a pair of blue citizens? You've never seen an Indigo Citizen before. There isn't an infrared in sight. You've arrived. It's almost too much to take in. This place is huge.
Amazing.
Wow.
Awesome. Golly gee.
Shiny.
How many of the super high-ranking citizens do I see?
Oh, there's hundreds. Maybe thousands. I mean, it's as far as you can see, different hallways and doors of all colors heading off in every direction.
Does it look like there's any place that we need to, like a reception that we can report into?
A transbot comes flying past you, almost hits you. There's so much movement going around. An orange officer walks by. Get out of the way, guys. Don't you have somewhere better to be?
I bow to the orange ranking officer and step out of the way.
He spits down the ground and laughs and heads off. Fucking Reds.
Bye.
I'm famous. I remember not to like you.
Can I look around? I just want to see if there's any obvious sign of where we need to go or what where we can be welcome.
Well,
or
I mean,
received.
There's that door down the way, and there's a huge hallway, and maybe some catwalks. But there's a few of those Indigo people walking around. And is that a blue door? I mean, you don't really know. This place is so huge.
Alrighty. Who's nearby? I guess lots of people are nearby. I would like to ask somebody if they know where to go for receiving equipment.
So, I mean, a bunch of people, again, everyone you're trying to talk to is heading off. I got important business. This isn't your clearance level, troubleshooter.
All right, let's look around for some red.
Well, we got to look for equipment room. So is there any, could I be able to, being the equipment guy, be able to determine which way to go where the equipment room is?
Do you have a GPS? You do not, equipment guy. You do not know where to go just based on the fact that you're really good at fixing things.
Okay. No, I just wanted to know if I can do intuitiveness.
A Jackobot wheels up and humbly stands by your side. Jackobots are kind of humanoid little robots. They're jack of all trades. Troubleshooters, I am Jackobot ED1E. Please call me Eddie. You're in need of outfitting?
Wow, Jackobot, you actually look a lot like Hunter.
Kind of sounds like Claptrap.
But yes, we are. We are in need of outfitting.
Well, follow me, troubleshooters.
Yay. Let's go.
All right, I'll start following the
I will
Eddie.
Strut along.
I also will strut along.
Who was the first person to say strut along?
That would be me.
Take a perversity point.
Ha-ha!
The Jackobot leads you comfortably through the chaos of the plaza and into a red corridor. The corridors lead to a T intersection, where you turn right, the corridor splits, there are a couple more turns, an elevator takes you down into an infrared hallway, another couple turns, and you find yourself in what is apparently the PLC Outfitting Center. PLC is Public Logistics and Commissary. Several narrow tunnels lead off in various directions. Steam conduits line low ceiling. Lining the sides of the tunnels are stall after stall of every sort of item. Guns at this one, clothing at that one, bottles and cans and boxes of consumables. Tila O merchandise, who's the reality show star on every vid screen that you watch each evening. In each stall, an outfitter beckons invitingly. It's enough to make your eyes tear up with joy. Welcome, outfitting, Eddie says. Checking your PDCs, you see you should have about 4.5 hours left on your mission. You have plenty of time to get outfitted before you head out.
Is there a computer console nearby?
No, but there are plenty of stalls and wonderful merchants who are just begging for you to buy some of their crazy goods.
I just want to be able to I want to be able to contact the friend computer. I want to know exactly what type of equipment we should be having.
Or is there a standard pack we're just supposed to pick
up? Your PDCs have no signal where you are.
Oh.
But we still got our money and shit, right?
Yep, you each have 800 credits. You all started with 1,000, but it was docked 200 because of your associations with secret societies.
What kind of merchants and stalls
I'm going
are
to
here?
Bring in here a list of. I'm just looking through. I've got a form here with all the wonderful things you can buy. I made a copy of it.
Great.
And then you can have a look. But basically, the way the stores work in Paranoia is anything you want. Anything at all. You let me know, and I'll let you know what the price is.
Cool.
Lightsabers.
That's a force sword, and that's certainly available.
Ooh.
And it would go for, let me see here, a force sword, a hand energy weapon. The guy's like, force swords? You want force swords? I got swords so great they're going to cut through the nearest Jackobot in one swipe. 900 credits.
I would like something maybe a little bit more bang-bang.
What do you have? God, a little bang bang, you want a little bang bang? Oh well, you mean we got your dum dums and your slug throwers? Maybe what you're looking for is a cone rifle.
I'm looking for a nice energy weapon. What do you got?
Energy weapons? Well, don't troubleshooters come with all of their prerequisitely equipped laser barrels?
Yeah, but I want something a little bit different.
Oh, understand. I see what you mean. Well, I do have this energy pistol. It's brand new, right off the market. I'll give it to you, 550 credits.
Can I negotiate with him? Maybe get a little bit cheaper?
Aren't we negotiating right now?
Okay, then. We'll tell you what, my friend. Why don't I... You wanted how much again?
He was asking for 550.
Tell you what, why don't you give it to me for five and give me a holster?
Do you have a management skill of any kind? Look down under knowledge, skills, and specialties.
I have a shit ton.
Okay, absolutely. So roll me the die and tell me what you're doing.
Okay. I'm going to roll con games, and I rolled a three.
So how are you conning him?
Because I know the pistol's worth more than that, so I'm like, come on, you want to give it to me for a lot less than that? Because I don't know, this could be a knockoff, you could be trying to cheat me, how do I know? Where's the certificate of authenticity?
You know what? You're a troubleshooter, right? How many missions have you been on before?
I've been on a number, I know my way around.
That's too bad, I got a deal for troubleshooters going on the very first mission. I would totally send them out with a deal to send out. It's good karma to help a troubleshooter get equipped on the very first mission.
But when you want to help an experienced officer come back successfully and, you know, in a mission report, you could be thanked.
Oh, I could be thanked. Personal recommendation to the computer and all to the high blue officers up in PLC. All right, tell you what. I'll give you this energy pistol, 400 credits.
All right, then I gladly pay it.
All right, deduct that from your sheet. Write down next to energy pistol on your sheet a W3K.
Okay.
You have five shots of ammo on this before it would need any kind of reloading.
Peter, is it okay if I inspect your gun just to make sure it's in working condition? You know,
Does this thing look like it came out of factory?
It looks like it came out of a factory, complete with its fresh new yellow sticker.
I'm gonna say I think Dexter, we're good. Factory sealed.
All right, Dexter. You see him flash his little yellow energy pistol and throw it into his pocket.
Okay.
And I'm also going to put on my orange sunglasses, so I look awesome now.
You look so cool. Damn, man. You troubleshooters sure go up high in clearance pretty quickly. Dexter, you're walking around in the stalls. This place is so busy and maze-like, maybe some of you can easily get, you know, set off. You're going off to different stalls. Steve, is there anything you'd like to buy here while you're in the mall?
We're a bit confused as to what to do. Mm-hmm.
Well, you were coming here to go get your equipment, so you might want to get loaded up before you head out in your
equipment.
But
that's the thing, we don't know what
you
equipment
had your
we
mission
need to get.
Briefing. I mean, the guy was, you remember what he was talking about? I mean, there were scrub bots that were out killing people.
So this plaza seems pretty
quiet. So that is the mission then?
Could be a diversion. At least talking about commies and mutants and everything else. So. Mm-hmm.
Could I be able to take a look, in this market, or what's it called again, sorry?
You believe that you have currently been processed down with the Jackalbot into a PLC R&D requisitions place for troubleshooters.
Could I be able to...
The place looks a little bit surprising. I mean, this is a stall full of vendors who are selling you equipment. Normally, you would arrive at R&D, you would have equipment given to you that you would hold on to and pay a fine if it was ever damaged, and the computer would deal with that after the fact. These guys are asking for money up front. Quickly give me a... Just a d20 here. We're just going to roll against a hard number in my head.
Oh, again. Now I'm rolling 20s. Right. Like, why?
Why would we be
so you absolutely believe that this is all, like, maybe they changed their procedures.
I got an 11.
Okay. I got a 14.
5.
All right, so everyone except Steve realizes that this Jackalbot has taken you down into the mazes of the infrared black market. So this place is off the grid. It's illegal. It's down in the lower bellies of the beast where you can buy anything you want for the right price. And I mean anything you want. This area is not monitored. The cameras are kept off. The security stays away. They kind of let it happen because a black market that's monitored on the outside usually isn't going to cause too much trouble. As you look around, the people who rolled less than 10 see that there's a lot of war bots. There's a lot of thugs and a lot of security here to make sure that no one causes any kind of trouble.
Could I? I'm still out looking for equipment.
If you buy a few things from these stall guys, they might show you the way out.
Yeah. I want to be able to look for blueprints for the scrub bot so I can be able to download into my PDC. Is there a vendor nearby that I could build to?
So you're looking for a program for – you're looking for just knowledge on the wetware of a scrub bot?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So you come across a vendor who's selling off bot parts. doesn't have any blueprints. I mean, no one really knows how these bots are made anymore. But he can certainly sell you a couple pieces of equipment that you can look at and maybe try and put together yourself.
Is there anything that I would recognize or know of what makes up a scrub bot, being the equipment guy? Or is that just knowledge that I just don't have?
This isn't really the right place to be. I'm going to...
So more people are buying, they're asking, okay. You don't have somewhat spicy flavor? I also have a Ketchum Crunch salt vinegar, very popular flavor. Oh, crunchy time? Man, you want some yum-yum, don't you?
Yes!
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Some guy's trying to sell you ammunition. No other one's got grenades for sale.
I'm still trying to find...
They've got a deal over here on crunchy time. They say you could, like, you maybe you want to buy a furnace, keep your hot fun hot and your cold fun cold.
I still want to try to be able to... purchase bots that would, or parts that would be similar to a scrub bot, because if that's supposed to be our mission, I want to be able to know how to fix it.
Oh man, this guy pulls out this really complicated looking blueprint. It's got a cross section of, you can see like where the motors are with the mop, you can see where the bot brain plugs in. He's going like, I'm going to give this to you, man, for, it's a deal, for a cross section schematic of a scrub bot, 1,400 credits.
I would like to be able to call over the hygiene officer, as it seems to be that his haggling is his strong suit.
I'm going to walk over to Dexter and the person that he's speaking with. Like, all right, so you're trying to sell schematics for a Jackobot and a Scrubobot, and you're going to throw in a magnifying glass, eh? Tell you what if we just got the schematics? And what if we could maybe help you out a little bit later on down the road if you were to help us out now?
Okay, roll a 20.
Okay.
Both of us or just him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
3. God damn, I'm rolling awesome today.
Rolled a 4.
You rolled a 3? And he's like, yeah, I see your point. I mean, you guys troubleshoot. This must be really important business. All right, tell you what. I'll sell you these schematics here for 900.
Tell you what, why don't... Steve, how much do you got?
I have 208 credits.
I'm going to say, look, why don't we give you 600? You're 2, and I'll give you, and we'll give him 4. And what if we were to give you a tip when it comes to the bots? Let's just say I know something.
You know something?
I know something that will be of interest to you.
You know something?
I know something.
You know something?
If he's willing to be able to haggle the price down, since I am the equipment guy, you know, cameras in here can be able to malfunction all the time.
Yeah, that's the idea, man.
If you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
I can make sure that, see, you know what? The cameras see your place as a bit of a blind spot?
Or a problem?
Have you looked around here, mate? This whole place is a blind spot. You look around, none of the cameras are working.
Oh.
Play up your tick, buddy.
Oh, yeah. What if I be able to modify your...
Meanwhile, Cassie and Erica, someone comes up to you, there you are! Computer has instructed me to provide you with beverages for your mission. Sure you would not want to upset the computer by declining to take a look at my wares?
I would love to.
He's willing to sell you a package of Bouncy Bubble Beverage for only 100 credits. So 10 cans for each member of your team.
Oh, that's so nice.
Am I anywhere nearby?
So no, you're caught up in the maze. You're walking around. You're being bumped into someone. Someone comes up to you. I'm sorry. I thought you were a troubleshooter entrusted by the computer to serve and protect Alpha Complex. It's clearly not the case, but perhaps you would like to have a guard bot escort you to internal security to answer some questions? This guy's been seeing you writing down in your notepad, has been walking through the market.
Okay, and what does he look like?
He looks like one of the merchants, but he's kind of not taken to the fact that you're not shilling out any of your money. He wants to totally equip you. He's got these new upgrades for the reflect armor, right? A little shiny little piece of ointment that'll increase the reflection ability of the reflect armor, making it less likely to be struck by enemy laser fire.
No, I politely decline his offer and keep moving through the maze.
Okay, so we go back. Are you buying, Erica?
I want some of that.
Okay, so write down the 100 credits. and then finally we come back to Mike and Steve. And I'm sorry, Cassie, is there anything that you want while you're out here? You've been very quiet, happiness officer.
I want a joke book.
There's a library with 350 jokes that the computer doesn't want you to know.
Are they going to be jokes that will offend the computer? Because if that's the case, then maybe I don't. I want joke books for the good of my team, to keep them happy.
All right, so you buy a bunch of joke books and you subscribe with your credits to a license agreement that allows for another 10 jokes to be sent to your PDC each day for the cost of 10 credits. Okay. Thanks for your business!
Yay.
Awesome. You just signed up for those stupid text messages.
Those things are
God
dumb.
God damn it.
Yay.
All right.
Even in the future, things are still stupid.
Yeah. Now back to me, I assume? Or me and Mike?
Yeah, back to you and Mike. So okay. Now, finally, you guys are looking for the schematic for the scrub box.
I'm about to like guess.
This guy's going
to
sell
the clerk.
You.
He's so far we haggled him down to 600, but I want to be able to. Let's see if I can be able to. If there's any sort of equipment that he would like to upgrade, I do have the ability to. You know, I want to make sure that things are better than and more efficient than what they are.
You actually do not have the ability to upgrade equipment, Steve. You've been bullshitting everyone. You have the equipment to maintain equipment and prevent it from breaking down. But upgrading equipment is a skill way beyond what you have.
Oh.
But they don't know that.
Yeah, but they don't know that. This clerk doesn't know that.
Yeah, he really does.
Oh,
fuck.
Does.
He looks you in the eye and he's just like, I'll tell you what, I'll sell you a needle gun. It's got a projectile impact weapon. This thing's going to help take care of anything that comes your way. 600 credits plus another 500 credits. You get the schematic, you walk away at 1,100 credits. It's the best deal you're going to make today. If that's still too much, I understand, man. Maybe you just want to throw a grenade across the room. So tell you what, 800 credits. 800 credits is going to get you a grenade. I'll give you 2.5 grenades. I'll throw in a grenade and a fuse. Because I got this extra fuse lying around. And the schematic of the scrub bot that you're looking for. But, I mean, honestly, like having schematics like that is going to get you into a lot of trouble. So you better, you know, think about buying some paint, too, to cover up that thing. And then, you know, scrape it off when you want to have a look at it.
Do you have any extra red paint?
No, man. Paint is highly controlled. Are you kidding? I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Then why are you willing to sell me paint?
I'm not selling you paint, man. Who's talking about that? He starts yelling for the guards to come on over to the booth.
Shit diddly it. Hey, loyalty officer, how you doing? Where are you?
The guard bots come up behind you. Follow us.
Oh, fuck. You know what? Fine. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. They begin moving. The three of you who weren't right next to Mike and Steve see them being escorted by two guard bots.
So I'm with Steve?
Yeah. The two of you are moving. The three of you follow?
I'm running over to them. To
You're running over to them?
On.
Are you with them? Follow
yes.
us.
Hey, team leader, we're in shape.
So now you got three being escorted down the maze. Team leader and loyalty officer, you see three of your teammates being escorted by guard bots heading towards the edge of the maze.
Hey, what does guard look like?
Do they look like they're official guard bots, or do they look like what I recognized earlier as this, you know, kind of sketchier looking?
Oh, they're sketchy as fuck.
Yeah, okay. Right.
These things have all their serial numbers filed off. Yeah, they've been painted into a dull gray. These things are just there for keeping the market
in
the manner that they enjoy.
I suggest
so they don't
to our team
like
leader
squashes,
that
I know what
bot,
the problem is.
That they're not really official or legit, and that we should keep moving to satisfy the friendly computer, the friend computer.
Okay, so we've got the only member of the group. So you're following them then as well?
No,
you're not following them. So what are you doing? You're now trapped in a maze of stalls, and you've now lost sight with the three members who are being escorted out of the market.
I suggest you assume the fetal position and cry.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, the three of you, Cassie, Mike, and Steve, are brought to a hallway. The guard bots leave. A door closes behind you. You look behind you. There is no door behind you, just a red wall. You're now in a well-lit red corridor. Team leader and loyalty officer, you're still within the bowels of the market.
So we cannot communicate with the friend computer down here.
Your PDC has no signals, no bars.
And so there's no evident exit to this place.
Sure there is, if you ask the right person.
All right, I'm going to go haggle with somebody about finding a way out.
Mm-hmm. I see how it is, man. You want to get a little out of here? All right, tell you what. I'm going to... he wants to sell some... crunchy thyme algae chips, somewhat spicy, salt and vinegar, and zesty strawberry cheese. He's going to sell all of
yummy.
These things at clearance.
I'm curious. I think I'd actually try that.
For 200 credits. It's going to take up everything that's left in your inventory, plus cancer-curing cigarettes, which are temporary remission at best. Yeah. You want some bouncy bubble beverage? I got classic experimental number 72, X-Trepanine Rush. Tell you what, you buy one of these things in bulk... this guy's going to show you the way out if you just buy a whole bunch of crap from him. And then he's going to escort you out.
Justin, should we be hearing this?
Yeah, absolutely. He's okay. Just buying chocolate bars.
Okay.
Yay. And we have soda, too.
So he just bought, like, a box of soda and a box of chocolate bars. You two are going to only be able to carry these things as you're carrying around. And this is now your official equipment for the mission that you've picked up.
Congratulations, we are girl guides with guns. Awesome.
Okay. Yay. The guard bots happily escort you out to the edge of the market. You're now back in the hallway, reunited with your team. All of a sudden, down the end of the hallway, you hear screaming and the sounds of mops hitting the floor. And we'll pick that up next
week.
Hygiene! That's the end of this episode, guys.
Okay.
To recap what happened, you got a whole lot of nothing done in an hour.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hopefully next week we're going to get up onto your mission.
Yeah.
Because you have 4 hours and 15 minutes left until your mission is supposed to be completed.
Okay. So 15 minutes took 45 minutes? Awesome.
All right. So I guess that you'll be able to tune in next time for our episode part two of Paranoia XP. And so for These Wars of Terror, we want to be able to thank our sponsors, NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again. Yeah, out of print is available again. I keep screwing that slogan up. And also offworlddesign.com. They provide some fantastic swag, you can be able to, or at least shirts-wise, you can be able to get some great stuff there at offworlddesign.com. So for These Warriors Are Terrible, we have been...
Mike the Birdman Dodd.
Oh, sorry.
Julie and I have chocolate bars Spillane.
I've got mint chocolate chip.
Erica Sailor Senshi Sabo.
Cassie Casabella Choo Choo.
I've been Steve Snowball Sailor. And
I've been Justin Eacock in the other room that everyone skipped over. Really hoping that next time some people are going to shoot at each other.
All right, so that's it for These Words Are Terrible. As always, we remain obediently yours. And remember, as Will Wheaton likes to say, play more games!
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These warriors are terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the Terrible Warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post, or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!